hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hey, friends, we're back talking 90 Day. You know us, we run hot and cold with our favorite show, but we're back in with 90 Day Fiancé.
I actually enjoyed it. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
There are, as I've said, I'm not going to start on a negative note. Overall, I enjoyed it. There's 15 minutes that I don't need, which is the recaps of all the old couples.
Yes.
Cut. But I think there's some new great disasters that are going to come down the pipeline. And I'm excited.
They shouldn't even recap. If there's Google, there's the internet. If you need to Google people, if you give
a recap, it should be 30
seconds.
It's
dead.
I fast forwarded 2 minutes and I was right where Jenny went back the third time. And I was like, all right, this is enough. I've seen this too many times.
I'm actually compelled with them. Just because it's so ridiculous.
It's
but this
so
is all
ridiculous.
You need is that it. That's the episode. Last episode. This is it. The whole season. I don't need a whole season of it.
Totally.
Just the 10 minutes.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah. I know. So we're back in the game, guys. But we're also, just so you guys know, we're wrapping up our coverage of Love Island UK over on Patreon. We've had so much fun with that show. I think we have maybe 2 more weeks. And then it's all done for. You really pissed off Dorian, by the way. My husband, he is like, I'm not listening to any more Love Island. You guys just you give me the spoilers. I was like, we didn't even say anything.
I spoil it?
He thinks now he knows one couple that's not going to win because how we've talked about them.
Who?
I'm like, Jake and Libby. But I'm like, the public doesn't like them. So you would have known they're not going to win.
He cares about the winner that much.
He does.
They might win. I said it could be shocking. They could still freaking win.
Yeah, he's offended.
I never would think they'd win even if they were.
That's
in my eyes. They're not the winner.
No, because the public doesn't like them. All right, we digress. We're going
to. I'm sorry. Tell Dorian I'm sorry. I should have kept it to myself that I peaked, but I really am not saying anything about the fucking winner.
Spoiler person. That's who you are.
I might have. Spoiler. Said some things about Jake and Libby that ruined their relationship possibly, but I really forget everything. I got so much in my brain. I can't remember anything.
I know. I'm right there with you.
I'm sorry, Dorian.
Oh, she apologizes. I did not apologize.
Burn me at the stake. I deserve it.
All right, we're coming in hot today. Other thing, we also dropped an episode. We were doing a weekly episode of Gossip Only We Care About, which is fun. It's just us talking about all the random shit throughout the week. Like, we talked about He's All That this week. We talked about the Kardashians, which we can't get away from. So it's always a good time. You can check that out on Patreon.
I'm like zooming in on Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Yeah,
I found him cuter before he dated her for some odd reason. I mean, he looks disheveled in Italy, but.
Very disheveled.
What love will do.
I know.
It gets you on that airplane for 10 hours or whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
How long does it take you to get to Italy?
10 hours. I mean, from the West Coast, it's a long time. If you're on the
East
Coast.
How long is it? Is 10 long? Is it 10 hours? That's way too long. Is it six?
No, I think
or is it longer?
No, I think you're probably right. It's probably 10. Yeah.
But you're on a private jet. Does he feel more comfortable flying commercial or private? You know?
I would feel more comfortable private, right? Wouldn't you?
I feel like maybe
more space. It's not anxiety.
I would feel more comfortable. No. I mean, safety wise, I'd feel more comfortable. Obviously, banging Kourtney Kardashian on a bed in the sky.
Right.
But in a commercial, I feel like maybe I'm going to die less. And in his eyes, since he was on that small little jet that crashed.
Yeah, that's true. He was on a small plane. Maybe he made them fly like first class.
Or they're on a.
Yeah, so you can check out our gossip episodes, which pretty much you just saw a little window into on Patreon. Feel free. And thanks.
Oh, and we talked. Spencer. We're going to watch Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, we're watching Cruel Intentions.
The You commercial came out or advertisement, I guess. So that's coming out soon. I'm very excited, but there's a baby involved this season. If they do anything wrong to that baby or they leave a baby in a car,
you've lost
or they
a
leave
fan.
A baby in the trash can.
All right.
Take it back.
And then last but not least, we had an interview with Brittany and Marcelino that dropped today. Anywhere you get your pods from Life After Lockup, Love After Lockup. It was a great conversation. We dropped the video over on Patreon. Yeah, so check that out on Patreon. That is our gossip only we care about. If you're looking for another pop culture pod, we do want to share a little bit about our friends at People, who host the People Every Day podcast. So People Every Day is People Magazine's daily culture podcast. You get celebrity interviews, human interest stories. Essentially, you want to think about it's like the magazine, but a podcast. So that's everything from the latest on Britney Spears and that mess that's happening, to cancel culture, to everything. So it's hosted by Janine Rubenstein, who's the editor at large of People Magazine. She gets great interviews, stars like Kristen Chenoweth, Tan France, Vivica A. Fox, and she talks to them about everything from life, work, and relationships.
Yeah, People Every Day is bringing you the same trusted journalism and coverage that's made People and our People's our favorite, your trusted right. outlet for celeb culture since the magazine launched in 1974.
We weren't even born yet. That's how young we are.
Oh my God.
Check it out. You can check out People Every Day anywhere you get podcasts. Not only, like we said, is it celeb stuff, but you also get writers and editors from People giving context on the stories. So it's really awesome. Check it out. Let us know if you listen.
Listen to People Every Day wherever you get your podcasts and listen to us.
Yeah.
And Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah.
She's connected to 50 Cent to me for life now.
Forever.
When I hear 50, Vivica Fox, one little thing, I think of 50 Cent.
I know. It's crazy. Isn't that wild? All right, let's get into it. 90 Day the Other Way, baby. Let's start with, God, let's go with Ellie and Victor. I like her, I think.
Oh, I could. That'd be nice.
No, I mean, I feel bad for her. Like, I think
I don't.
She suffered. Really? I just feel like she suffered trauma and then has been broken.
Did she suffer trauma? Oh, with the passing of the husband
unexpectedly, right. Accidental right. overdose.
That is crazy. Yeah. I knew that's where it was going the second she said that. I was like, oh, he's gone.
I didn't. I thought it was like, do you ever hear those stories where it's a heart attack? Left her. Just like in the middle of the night, you know, and they're just gone. It's like, oh my God.
I'm waiting to happen to someone I know.
Oh God. So let's see.
It is sad. She's okay, but she's got a little crazy, batshit crazy in her eye a little bit. Maybe I mean, from trauma.
It obviously exposes itself when she, after openly being cheated on, and like his whole explanation, very suspect. She got like no clarification. She's just picking up and moving.
Selling your restaurants, and it's not like she has no job or anything, or like right. a regular job at McDonald's. He has to sell something
right.
to some, that guy's like salivating too. He's like, yeah, I'll take it, whatever you want.
Also, like, to make a restaurant
dirt cheap
a success, to consider yourself
easy.
She said a successful pizza business. If you have a successful business in the restaurant industry, especially in 2021 or 2020, whenever this was filmed.
In Seattle. Doesn't seem like people eat in Seattle.
Seattle is a food town.
No, I'm just joking.
But I think, I don't know. I feel like she's making a crazy decision. Watching her vacuum pack all those spices. It's like, girl, you should be in a kitchen. You belong with your food. You don't want to go.
How exhausting would it be?
Hot.
It sounds fun to make be a pizza person, I guess, at first, not to me, but day after day making pizzas, I'd be like, I fucking hate pizza after a month.
Oh, I mean, it's like anything, right? And you're standing, you're in front of a hot oven. It's a lot.
Not easy.
No, not easy at all. The restaurant industry is hard, period. Like, people who work in restaurants bust their ass.
I talk about the people that bought the Dairy Queen down the street, and they look miserable.
Ugh.
They are not happy flipping over that blizzard.
I loved Ellie's friend, who, tale as old as time in 90 Day Fiancé world, just keeping it 100.
I love her.
Loved it. You're selling your whole life away for a guy who lied and cheated on you.
I'd feel okay for you, kind of, if it wasn't this.
I love that description. I think she's
more judgmental. Right. I don't think I'd say anything to my friends. I'd say, yeah, good for you. Hopefully I'll see you again. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know.
Depends on the friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I guess when it's, if it's just a crazy decision, it's a crazy decision. But if the guy's like hurt somebody I care about, and then she's like, I'm off, yeah. I go, I'd kind of be like, are you sure you're making the right decision? I don't know.
When it comes to matters of the heart of people, I tend to not get involved. Makes people nuts.
No, yeah. You can't, you know, like we've talked about, you can tell somebody if they ask your opinion once, but after
there's
that,
no rationalization. And even if you do, you'll end up not being their friend. Anytime right. I've gotten involved, it just gets awkward.
Yeah, of course. Because
it's like, all right.
Again, it's like on Love Island. Love shifts people's heads in terms
Dorian's
of like
not gonna let you be friends with me anymore.
Right, it's over.
No, I swear to God, I'm not giving spoilers. Maybe I'm ruining it for other people too.
I don't consider you giving spoilers, but like with, you know, people do the same thing. They try to tell their opinion and then Libby goes and does like exactly what they said not to do. And so it's like, you can't really, you just got to be quiet with your friends. Let them do what they're going to do.
It would be a specific thing that I'd have to really feel passionate about for me to get involved in people's business. Maybe if we're 16 or something and
right.
Or in high school, I'm running my mouth. But I had a really close friend who her husband, I can't stand and makes me just not want to see them.
Right.
And it just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's awkward.
And I can't imagine how many people I've turned off to Tyler and Tyler's turned off to people. But what's so,
no, I can't, I don't know how
what
to
does he
it.
Want? What does he want though? If he's up to no good, you know, maybe he's just banging her out because, or, you know, he's with some other girl because he's a guy and that's what men do. But, you know, I'm less skeptic of people leaving their whole house, their whole lives and going to these people rather than them coming here. So, you know, maybe he does like her and he's going to dump the other lady. Right.
I don't know. I mean, like,
yeah, I think you might be right. What island in Colombia? I don't know where the hell I got Jamaica. Isla de Providencia. You're right.
All right.
Don't listen to me, everybody.
I think that.
Ooh, look how beautiful that is. Oh, my goodness.
Looks very nice.
I want to go there and find myself a man to cheat on me. Oh, my God. How gorgeous. That is the life, baby.
I don't get when we're in situations like that where the people are going there. That's the part I don't understand. Like, what's the hustle for him to have her
exactly
move there?
Yeah. Unless he's in for the long haul, then they turn around and then she's already left her whole life that she's built here, and then she's got to come back and rebuild it. So they're broke. You know, you think he'd want to come?
Weird.
It's interesting. See, everybody's journey is different. That's why I wouldn't be running my mouth to her, because maybe she doesn't want to make pizzas the rest of her life. Things change and she's in love, you know?
Right. And like, look,
who cares?
She suffered loss.
Not my life.
Off she goes. Right. That's
unless I've birthed you or had sex with you, or you're my parent, or, you know, even my brother, I had to come to terms that's their life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great perspective to have, I think, for sure.
Yeah. And that's right. How you can't get people get too emotionally invested in other people's lives. What are you freaking bored? Go knit or something.
You're also playing a part on the show, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
They're getting the disgruntled friend every time.
I know. I'm really worried about this game show I was on and how I'm going to be portrayed. So,
oh, can't wait.
We'll see. Oh my God.
Do we have an air date yet?
I'm never watching it. No, oh God. Oh Lord, help me.
Wait till you guys hear this story. Okay, here we go.
Jesus, be on my side here, folks.
Corey and Evelyn. I loved your tweet about Corey and Evelyn.
I thought I'd hate their watching them, but I was actually really compelled. One episode, though, I wouldn't be the whole season.
I guess what I'm compelled by is Corey pulling chicks. Like, hey, what is he doing in Peru? He just fine. And then you're not telling the whole story, meaning like, what does that mean? Were they talking?
They broke
for a long
up.
Time? Like, how is this happening?
Where the hell do they live?
Where are they?
And so then he went off and went to Peru or something. Here, let me Google it real quick. I forget where they are. And it sounds like they broke up. So, you know, good. I was really proud of Corey. He could get his dick hard for anybody. Come on. I love that. Men are so stupid with that. I couldn't even get it up for her.
Right. With the woman you've been spending all week. Like, come on.
Evelyn's the worst. Ecuador. Maybe they live in Ecuador.
Yes, they're in Ecuador.
And they went to Peru. Yeah. Maybe they met in Peru. She lives in Ecuador.
Okay.
I loved them greeting the family, though, in COVID hand gestures. The fist pump and the elbow bumps. That was making me crack up.
Yeah. It's just wild that this flashback I actually found entertaining because you've seen like they've gone from youthful and like very young looking and full of life to now this like disgruntled old couple that you're just like, God, this is terrible. Like, you know, you just see the toll of their relationship on their faces, and to watch the degradation of just from the peaks to the absolute shit valleys. I don't know why. I think it's so hilarious.
It's such a waste of time. Why are they together? I mean, Jenny and Sumit seem like Romeo and Juliet compared to these two. These two hate each other.
It's like she's somehow going to punish him forever just for being alive or something. Like, it's not even
by marrying him.
It doesn't seem like she likes him at all.
Her facial expressions and body language say it all.
Are screaming that she's not into it.
And then she's like, I'm going to marry you to get you back for cheating on me. That's the weirdest thing.
Bizarre.
I think she'd be happy.
And then him telling, like in the preview, you see he's telling the friend, her friend about what happened with Jenny. And he's like, if you don't tell her, I will. It's like, well, no shit. He's going to tell her. Why are you telling him? Like, I don't know. Corey just makes terrible decisions. I wonder.
Can't have another Jenny.
What do you think it is?
I just think that he had a deeper relationship, maybe. Or
like they were
saying
he
got her pregnant, but I don't think they'd leave.
Oh God. That would be
good for him. He needed to. That's what a selfish Evelyn has to have, though.
Right.
She wants you if you're nice to her.
She thinks he's too nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what happens. Their relationship is doomed. I feel bad for him. He left his family. His dad passes away. No more Taco Tuesdays.
I love her mom when she's like, we've decided to get married. And he's like, en serio? Her first thing she says is like, are you serious? Which is like, that's never the reaction you want.
But family member, I was pregnant and we're like, we're getting married. My mom's like, oh, thank you. Thank God. Ah, little Catholic Nancy comes out.
Oh, that's good. She's saved. What else on them?
Who was the family member that was like, I'm so happy for you? Was that like an aunt?
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
And then the sister or the cousin or somebody is like, are you pregnant, Evelyn? Evelyn, I think her eggs are drying up quick. They shouldn't have a kid together. That would be the biggest nightmare ever for them.
They definitely do not need a child. It'd be like Carini and Paul. It would be like the death.
Oh, my God. You know? He makes me sick. I got to unfollow him. I go on his Instagram stories and he's like plunging a toilet. There's shit coming out all over the freaking bathroom floor. Literal shit. God, and then there's things. He comes on. He's like, Karini's cell phone's broken and blah, blah, blah. And then she's on a few days later. I'm here on Instagram just to tell you that Paul didn't break my cell phone. And he's not hurting me. She said something like he's not threatening me or something crazy. Situation is just crazy. I have no clue. Is Paul super normal and not normal, but is he a caring person or is he psychotic? Is he psychotic?
He's psychotic. Are you kidding?
Okay. I know. I almost fall for it. Like that. Karini's the troublemaker sometimes.
Jesus, you're problematic this episode. And then first you're pro cheater Corey, and now you're team Paul.
Well, aren't you pro cheater Corey?
I mean, I would prefer if somebody breaks up with somebody than cheats.
I think they were broken up.
This is a toxic
relationship. I take it as they were broken up and that she thought.
It did not seem clear to me.
I feel like they broke up. He went to Peru and the only reason he's back is because he screwed Jenny. She's got to come piss all over Corey and ruin his life for another couple of years.
Right.
I guess that's my take. Right.
Yeah,
but
I'll take. Okay, let's talk Ariella and Bingham.
No, I don't wish anybody get cheated on, but she's a nasty little thing. All right. What do you think about them?
Ariella.
The sisters are the main characters to me.
You know what I loved? Line of the episode for me was when they're like, she's like, my ex-husband's coming for 2 weeks. And they were like, this is white people shit. That made me laugh out loud. Like,
it's
why
wherever this white person
we are,
does.
No, wherever we are in the world, it's like people will make fun, like, oh, so white.
I loved it too. No, it's true though, too. It's crazy.
Bizarre.
She's making she's giving us a bad name.
Okay. A few things that are problematic. Listen, we interviewed her. She was lovely. I don't want to talk shit on their life choices. They somehow upgraded in home and home care and degraded their jobs and employment. So I'm not quite sure what's happening there. I mean,
she
they're
knew
definitely
her mom was going to do that.
Step in. Right. I mean, they're living like the freaking Queen of England. They're handing off the baby midway through a conversation. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Right. No. And I love the nanny came out and put the hood over his head and she's worried about him getting sunburned. I thought that was
sweet.
I
did like the scene of her and the nanny in the kitchen where she was like, you know how much you mean to me. Like, you're my family. She's like, yes, I know. But she wasn't like, I love you too. You know, it was kind of like, you pay me and I'm playing this role for you, which is
like Erica Jane and her help.
Yes. Oh, God. I don't get this decision. It's very odd.
Why are we not hearing about this ex-husband the entire first season?
Okay, right? Because she said she was married before, but she never said that was her best friend.
Or during this entire talk that we had with her.
Right. I know.
And stop saying best friend. Stop saying that. Your spouse, if anybody, a guy can be a best friend, but you can't be someone that you pledged your life to for 10 years.
Right. Right. It's very odd. Even the way when they FaceTime, when he was quarantining, the way she picked up and just started laughing immediately, like with joy. You don't see that with her. And
it's not a good sign.
She's thrilled to talk to him. I don't know.
She's a spoiled little thing, but she was helping this woman in Ethiopia get help. Mm-hmm. So she does have a good heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to rip on her, but I want to rip on her because she's being a bitch to my boy, Binyam. Binyam has a great spirit, a great aura. He seems like a nice person. He might be a little lost, but he seems nice, doesn't he?
Very nice. And I think he's made unfortunate decisions with women and it's not even like she's not a bad person. It's just their life in terms of her world and his world just may not be compatible long term. Like, she kind of seems like someone to me that goes through perhaps little phases of like getting very into like living somewhere and doing something and like immersing herself in the culture and then is ready for another experience. And I just hope that she's not doing that here, that this isn't a stopover on another journey.
You know? Right. And having a baby with someone. And she almost looks like she wishes the baby. She doesn't look at Binyam the way she does look at Leandra, whatever the fuck his
name
is.
That's what I'm saying. She seemed joyous to talk to him on the phone, like full of joy. Like, you get me, you're my person. That's the vibe it gave me, you know?
And they only broke up because he went to go do his schooling or whatever. She went to go travel because her parents will pay for anything that she wants to do, obviously.
Right. Right.
And so it's not like a breakup. It's like we were young and they would probably come back together if Binyam wasn't in the picture.
Right.
God, poor Binyam. Let's bring Binyam's ex-wife into the picture, Ariel.
Yeah, let's have her stay for 2 weeks.
Ariel,
how you feel?
Ari. I love how Binyam's worst year was because the mom was there. He did not. We love the mom, but Binyam wasn't loving it so much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And the mom was trying to tell little Ari that he's gone all night. She's in there complaining about it, but trying not to complain, but she's complaining.
Right.
Well, you knew he was gone. That's
also when he ran through all of the jobs he had. I was like, my God, every single one is ruined by COVID. Like, he did not have one COVID proof job, you know,
and the poor sister's running shops. Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
And that little baby looks so much like Binyam. It's like a carbon copy. It's
crazy.
Trippy.
Right. Literally his face.
She's got such a resting bitch face, too. She's a nice person. I really want to reiterate that she, I think, is doing some good in this world. But I wouldn't want to be married to her.
No.
Why is Binyam going along with this? She can't make a bed. Put some freaking sheets down.
I think he's nervous that she's going to leave. I think, you know, she kind of has him by the balls. In terms of
you're right.
You know,
that's not okay.
No.
Who would want to make someone feel that way? If you love someone, you want them to feel safe.
Right. Absolutely. All right.
Like I do in my healthy, sweet home.
Calm and peaceful. Let's talk Sumit and Jenny. Okay. Love Sumit saying this. This is how he started when they're going through their recap. We've faced more challenges than anyone else in the world. I love that.
God. He's a user. What's he even doing?
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, is he... did you hear this? Okay. First I was like, the astrologist is complete BS. But then when he said, I told Smeet when he was very young and I told his parents that he was going to be a problem because he was going to pick an older woman. That's what he told them.
That's on the books. God bless him.
That's in the charts.
He goes, this isn't just astrology. This is science. It's like, I don't know about that, but maybe.
Oh, that cracked me up when he's looking at her like, you've never given this very specific information. This is science. It's like, this is not science. This Bill is how Nye we have half the world not vaccinated because astrology is science. You know what I mean?
But they believe their fucking horoscope and they.
Right. Exactly.
Mercury's in retrograde. So they're not going to freaking.
They're not walking out of the house.
Take
today.
That job. God. Oh, God. It's crazy.
Do you think that?
Astrology things can't fit every single person.
That's what I'm saying. Every person in the world, if
it's
you
a nice
give
them- thought, it's fun.
Also,
but
she said when they were like your birth date and time, and then she was like,
I know,
you know
nobody
like five-
knows what time.
Yeah, she was like 5 a.m. It's like, does it make a difference if it's 5 or 6? Because it sounded like she didn't know definitively.
I was in the hospital. We were in the hospital. Couldn't they pretty much ballpark it. They're like, oh yeah, it was this time. And then a nurse is like, what time was he born at? And it's like, you better get this accurate. I want my baby's birth chart correct. I've looked up birth charts and everything, you know, but.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what time Sterling was born. Like it was in the fives, but no.
Oh, my parents talk about it every year. It's my birthday. Okay. Like, you're coming out, moms. They're slicing her open.
Okay. So did you find Jenny flipping out at the end authentic? Cause I kind of did. I think she did.
I did too
for a second.
Yeah. I don't think she's that good an actress.
I don't think so either.
And I think that was a good moment they got that came to a head.
Absolutely.
She realized.
Loved Smeet just casually on the phone. So I've also lost my passport. And so where can I go without a passport? It's like, where can you go without a passport? Nowhere. What are you talking about? Like,
and
what?
He totally has his passport.
I think so.
What is his deal?
I don't know.
You're a grown ass man. Your parents will get over it.
I love her all casually. Like, I'm ruining my life, basically. Like, that's what she said to him. I was like, yes, actually.
Yeah, you idiot. You are.
And that is. She'll never break up with him. You're making a series of poor decisions. No.
He's in the driver's seat. It's really kind of sad. But the thing is, she stayed with them in their house.
Right.
What did they think? They were traveling buddies. I mean, obviously, Jenny was definitely saying things that she was screwing Smeet. There's no way she wasn't.
What's coming this season from them, I actually am excited about because it looks like the mom is just going to work Jenny left, right, and center. Like, they're, I mean, I just don't understand how she thinks this is.
And now they're like, Smeet's like, what else can we do? Well, you know the answers. Why are you revving her engines?
And I love when she's like, I mean, we have to get married. He's like, well, then you know what's going to happen. It's like your parent, the threat. I understand that the threat of your parents killing themselves over your marriage.
Yeah.
But they also want to be alive. So I think they're trying to say that to you because they know it's going to work. He really thinks that if he gets married there, that's it. The parents are donezo.
He loves it. He loves having that excuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't argue with the planets, Jenny.
Science.
And he knew that Nepal is not open. Oh. He's calling. He's like, hey, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. Say Nepal's not open.
Right. Absolutely. Shooting a text over. Also, I've lost my passport.
What's the big mountain in Nepal? Mount Kilimanjaro?
God,
they're climbing it.
Jenny, just got to get that one trip in.
Jenny's at base mountain. And Smeet would walk right past her dead body as she died going up the hill. He hates her.
I don't think he hates her. I think he just
doesn't love her. If you love someone,
I think
you
he likes the
take
attention.
Take care of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes her.
Right.
He doesn't hate her. You're right.
He likes the attention.
God, yeah. I know I bring everything back to sex, but I'd love to watch them have sex. I'm not even joking. It would be fascinating beyond belief. It really would be.
Fascinating beyond belief.
I would
nuts.
Pay for their OnlyFans. I really would.
Oh,
see what's
God.
Going on there. It could be the most passionate stuff you've ever seen. The next Pammy and Tommy Lee. They're such a pairing.
They are.
Jenny. We're known to be a real podcast here. Every woman gets prettier to me as time goes on. If their personality is decent. Jenny's is decent enough.
She is like, not aging.
Doesn't get,
now I feel like she's been on the show for 15 years. She looks the same.
I just, I don't find her that attractive. I don't find him attractive. To me, they both, I don't know. It's insane. What she's doing is embarrassing.
It's just wild.
If my mom did that, I swear to God.
I would fly there. I would get a durable power of attorney and be like, my mother is mentally incompetent, making terrible decisions, and I'm taking over. This is enough.
Kids going to school like, your grandma's on 90 Day Fiance getting played.
Again. She's on again.
Shut up. Samit loves her.
All right.
What a joke.
What a joke. Least.
She's living it. It is her really whole excited. Life. She's been living there for a long time. It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited about this pairing.
Yes.
Stephen and Elena. Jack of all trades.
If they could just get six of these people, which I know is out yes, there. They're just too freaking lazy. It'd have a hit.
The fact that Emmy they,
award winning.
The two of them have made a decision to go to Turkey and neither of them speak the language is amazing. If that's not love, baby. I don't know what is. Staggering decision in COVID to move to a country you don't speak the language. Seems
Turkey,
like,
I guess, has beautiful beaches. I'd never have known that.
No, Turkey's supposed to be great, but I feel like if you're not in the main cities, you should know the language, maybe.
I would have thought that Turkey would be landlocked, you know? The things I've learned in my time.
90 Day Fiance has really expanded your brain.
Or no, my old boss went there, but I never would have known that.
You can get to Turkey from mainland Europe across the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably never get there, but someday maybe.
Oh God. I love him with the little family. His family seems just great.
Doing the Mormon.
Nice little church service. I love the two brothers who left the church, still coming over. He's a complete
hitting their bong in the driveway.
Right? Like, oh, gotta go deal with mom and dad.
Gotta go have that Sunday dinner.
Did you notice
him say they're still involved?
Right? Him say that he was a pest salesman and then was like, you know, really goes against my morals because I love bugs.
I'd feel bad too. Oh, I really would.
I hate bugs.
I mean, I kill ants like it's my job, but I do think about it. I do think about poor ant as I've gotten older.
Do?
I think about it like maybe I would if I come back as an ant and I'm killing these things. Mm. Not ants, but if I kill something, I really don't need to kill it. And I don't ever kill anything if it's outside.
Oh, no. The only things I'm trying to kill are the ones in my house.
Like, and he was out there stabbing dogs.
Yeah, I'm just out there just taking
out. No, but before maybe I would have stepped on something and not felt, you know, or I don't know.
Humanity.
But yeah, I do think about all the little bugs I'll meet. Cockroach, I'll kill that thing.
Oh, absolutely. I liked that he said, I haven't heard this word used in a while. That faith was superbly important to him. Superbly. I just love that's a great descriptive word to use, you know. Really good.
He's hilarious. He says, I had to convince her I wouldn't sell or harvest her.
Yeah, she thought it was a cult. I love that. That is just great.
Get him on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
What a mess.
I'm not going to kidnap you, even though it's easier to kidnap two people. I don't think that's true.
He said it's easier to kidnap. I missed that. Two people. Yeah, it's not.
Even though it's just as easy to kidnap two people or something.
Also, that's like, a creepy comment to make.
Yeah, it's with
conviction. It's a little odd.
His long hair makes him look more serial killer-ish, more bomber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trench
coat. Where
they never look the same as when they've met on these shows. Do you notice that? Especially the men. The men always look different.
Like Love Island.
Yeah. Like you think of Jovi, like in those early pictures, he just looks like a great time, all fun. And then somehow he turns into like who he is now. I don't know. All these
love people, stresses everybody out too. It does, doesn't it? Love so shouldn't tough. Be so stressful.
Well, I mean, these situations are the most stressful love they cases make of it. All.
Yeah.
Literally. They're he moving.
He looks normal with his hair cut short in those pictures.
Yeah, he did.
Dare I say cute.
Dare you say he looks like Tyler.
He does. But I don't want Tyler's hair long like that either.
No,
I'm very particular. Like the one real estate agent on Real Housewives or the realtors of New York, whatever the show that's called, that Adam Rose or Adam Gold or whatever his name is. I liked him with long hair.
Oh, interesting. Longer, better than shorter.
But usually I do like a hair whose guy whose hair is cut nice and short for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for these two.
He gets up and farts. That's gross. Just fart at the table.
It's odder to draw attention.
I don't
want to
think about it. Yeah. And he's like doing his arm motions. He's a hilarious little guy. He makes me nervous, but he's hilarious.
Did you notice in the preview, they're like sitting at the table and the mom, and they like get into a conversation or something. And the mom's like, divorce him. Like she says it in Russian and or like, don't marry him or something. She says essentially something like, stay away from him, like very calmly in Russian.
Is his mom happy to get rid of him or sad? I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell either. Both of them seemed entirely upset. Devoid of emotion. I got like, no.
Yes.
When she was like, what did she say? She was like, I would consider Steven, you know, just very conventional, but also weird. Like the way she described him was fascinating.
My mom said to my second born today, she goes, or not today, when we were at the beach the other day, she's like, yeah, Irving, you say some weird stuff. You got a weird sense of humor like your mother. It's like, oh, you should be proud of that.
Can you actually do me a favor? Ask your mom how she would describe you to other people.
Okay. Interesting.
Would love
all
to
right.
know what she
probably
would say.
No obnoxious. She says sorry too much.
I bet it's going to be very loving.
Okay. Okay. And then did you see Tommy? We'll end on a happy note. Another Love Island. Tommy Fury.
Won his fight.
Won his. Yeah.
I saw
he's
that.
Like a beefy.
He's like 8-0 now, I think. He's becoming kind of like a legit
fighter.
I need
Molly Mae on the sideline, though. I think she's still in the UK. There's too many little skank whores being around his little feet.
Oh, I have no. Oh, no.
I trust
They're
him.
Golden.
I trust him.
I trust him.
They better be. I will
Brian said he
really
watched the fight
upset.
And that she looked good.
I wish I would have known. He did watch the fight. Oh, yeah. Man.
Supporting him. Yeah.
And he's like, it was my dream to fight in America. And
I
his
saw
first
that.
Fight
so
was
nice.
In Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland rocks.
Where dreams are made of. All right, guys.
Good for Tommy Fury.
I was all over the place. But guess what? We'll be back next week.
Hope you guys. And if anybody's around New Orleans or has family.
Yes. Thinking
hope
of everybody
okay.
in Louisiana, man. Getting slammed those storms. Ugh, thinking about everybody. Stay safe, friends.
Terrible.
And we'll be back before you
I
know
love
it.
You guys.